Donald, how was your weekend so far, man?
It's been pretty good. I can't complain. You know, talking sports in the nation's capital. How can you be mad at that?
Yeah. I feel the same way, man. It's and this weather, it's been overall, and it's just gonna get better and better and better. So smiles, of course. It's sports. It's competitive. It changes, man. Ebb and flow. Now, I was elated with the Nationals when they took out and opened that can of whooptail. Then, the DC Divas. Hard fought back. It would have been to tie. Who knows if they would have gone for it. But because it's the finale in the playoffs, you know, you lose, you're done. And just proud of the effort. So the Rich and the whole organization, nothing but respect for you. It's going to be a lot of NBA, but we honor him today because today was built for Coach. And it's that NBA type of back and forth. Be a lot of pressure on G from the shot. I don't even know if G... It's too much for me to ask of one man, but I know he can handle it as soon as he wakes up. And when that happens, look out. I cannot wait. But, you know, it's crazy. Love what's going on. Qualifying, Olympic. We got, and then that beautiful game. Whenever I see that beautiful game going on, and the first thing I happened this morning, and I go up and Sports Grumpy, he go out on X, and I see a goal, and it was like, is that real? And Atlanta United wins in the final seconds, and I'm going, Lou Holder, where's the doctor? Dr. Holder, our expert on that beautiful game. Because I have not been on the pitch. I mean, soccer, golf, rugby, all the aquatics didn't happen in my neighborhood. I might as well have been in another country. You know, and so I'm fascinated by it. You can only wonder, for those of us that were deprived to live, that grew up in the cement jungle, what would it have been like? Who knows? That's why I love the opportunities. I love the global, the stretch, NBA, the French influence. Let's open it up. Let's see what happens. We saw what happened when they opened up here in America. They didn't want to do it. Let's not act like this thing was an open door policy. It was anything but that. But once it started opening up, it got better. It's good for everybody. So Dr. Holder, he's got a pickleball tournament. Yeah, I know he's on his way to. So without further ado, with the good time, Dr. Holder, sorry to disturb you and the family. I know you're on your way to pickleball event, but that the beautiful game, man. I mean, you lived it. You've been there. You're a champion. Mm-hmm. So would you please, before we go hoops and pigskin and baseball nuts, break it down for us, brother, so that we can learn and grow and get closer to you and your vast knowledge.
Well, I appreciate you giving me the time, Doc. And, yeah, soccer is the international game. It's the beautiful game. You know, it's something that outside of the United States, it's one of the more popular sports in the world. So every 4 years, or every 4 years, they have some type of tournament, and they straddle it. So to give you some context, they have the best of the European nations and the best of the Eastern, the Northern and Southern hemispheres playing at the same time. One is called Copa America. The other is called the Euros. And so this is like a 2 year before the World Cup. The World Cup is happening in 2 years. So every 2 years, you'll have some type of international tournament. So at the same time that the Euros are going around with Spain and Portugal and Italy, the Copa America is going on, and the United States is in there, along with Bolivia and Panama and Brazil and Argentina, all the nations. So that's where we are right now. The U.S., they did not do well in their second game against Panama. This is a team I mentioned coming on with you a couple of years ago that, hey, look, when they were going to the World Cup, they were ahead of schedule. They were ahead of schedule. This was a ramp up. All the kids that are playing in that World Cup were young. They didn't have the experience, but now they're playing on international clubs. And now when you get to a tournament like this, the Copa, which is 2 years away from the World Cup, the United States is supposed to be infinitely better than what it was 2 years ago. So they beat Bolivia, but Bolivia is the worst team in their group. And then they lost to Panama. They lost to Panama, which is huge because now they have to beat Uruguay, which is the top team in their group. They have to beat them tomorrow night in Kansas City for them to get out of the group. And for them not to get out of the group would be a huge embarrassment. Jobs are going to be lost. There's going to be a lot of things going on that you would hear as a casual fan, as a soccer fan. You would think that you would be a huge disappointment because you're supposed to move on to play teams like Brazil, to play teams like Argentina, to play those to Mexico, to play all those teams that are historically better than the United States. This is now supposed to be the time that this group is supposed to get out. So there's a lot of angst going on, Doc. I'll just tell you that. So there's a lot of angst going on. They have to win the game tomorrow, and they have to get help from Bolivia to beat Panama because it's so close right now, and only the top two teams from each group move on to the knockout stage. And right now Uruguay has one of those spots. The United States and Panama is fighting it out tomorrow night. They both have games tomorrow night to see who's going to advance.
Well, my brother, we're public service, and we have to feed all of our flock. And we got canines all over the world, and they want to be served, and we don't want to be a one-trick pony. So I'm just honored, man, to have sophisticated friends like you and Sheehan. And so when I know I got you two, I can tap into all these other markets that I'm not privy to. So good luck today on the match, and hopefully you'll pick up the phone when we call you next week.
I appreciate it. I always pick up the phone for you, Doc. You know that. I might not always be available, but I'm picking up the phone.
I'm just giving you the Sheehan treatment.
I know.
Love you, man.
I love you too, brother. All right,
appreciate you, man. Good deal. That's Lou Holder. We're so lucky. So lucky. And guess what, man? We have got a man who has more knowledge. Well, because his brain, he has a bigger brain than most of us. You don't know how this happens, man. God makes these decisions. Scott Jackson. Bottom, I can't wait to tap into that base of knowledge. A little bit of NBA chatter. You know, Donald, I don't know where you stand on this, but some of this to me is comical. I can't wait for G from the shop to wake up because I can only imagine what Coach McAdams would have said, what his stand. Well, I kind of know what he would have said. That's why I love him because he would have brought it so strong to the mic. Just like Big John, they'd have been, everybody's talking about, well, LeBron's going to do, like he's doing you a favor. Right. They ain't going to win nothing. They're going to win nothing if he doesn't take less to get better players. Who the heck are they fooling? They fooling you. They're not fooling me. Going to break. We'll be right back here on Overtime today. Buckle up, because this thing is about to go high volume pitch. Back in a moment. I love this period of time because I call it stirring the pot of losers. We got people saying that I'm not going to accept this. I'm opting in and out of that. I ain't heard one person yet from the champs that said a word. Everybody that's getting this pub right now got their behinds toe up on the hardwood. I admire Westbrook. He took his $4 million this and that. He kept it quiet like he should have. My boy Love with Miami, he's a Bruin. So I ain't mad at him. He told him, oh, H, no. I'm rejecting your $4.4 million offer. He's 36 years old. Still knocking down threes, doing his thing. He betting on himself with Miami. I said, okay, do you. And I'm hearing all this. Are people just bored? LeBron James may take less. What else is he going to do? Who they going to beat that's good? Their organization is on the downhill slide. You are witnessing it as much as it pains me to say, but you owe the truth, nothing but the truth. And they go public. And it seems like a lot of you are buying into it. Donald, you buying into it? Are you reading hanging on every word that LeBron James? They didn't get out the second round.
No, I'm not. I mean, it's kind of like you're saying, this is just, NBA offseason talk. There's, season's over, draft's over now.
It's worse than the NFL.
Yeah, so, it's just kind of all these non-stories popping out. But I don't know, did you hear, I've heard the conspiracy theory, LeBron took a cut, for the Lakers to be able to draft his son. Like, if you draft Bronny, I'll take a pay cut kind of thing. I've heard all sorts of conspiracies.
What other reason would they have had to draft Bronny? And I'm not saying Bronny James can't play. I think Bronny's going to be just as good as most of the guys sitting at the end of the bench in the NBA. If he can defend, hell, he's better than half of them off the top. There's a quarter of the league you got to say, why are you on the team? You don't defend. Now, I can see it if you're tall. See, I come from the era that you was tall, you was on the team. Now we got people tall and can't shoot. Can't shoot free throws. You don't play. Why are you on the team? I'm trying to figure this out. Please, 1-800-636-1067. Correct me if I'm wrong. I'm asking for help. Why is everybody hanging on every word about a team that cannot advance? You can't beat the Nuggets. And everybody's acting like, I'm not saying everybody, but there's a large majority of people. You have a coach that's never coached, and that's fine. Neither did Pat Riley. Just because you haven't done something doesn't mean you can't be good at it if you're dedicated to it and you get help from everybody around. The Lakers got to make up their mind. I admire LeBron's longevity. I admire his dedication to his body and being well. But it's such a messy situation. I'm thinking to myself, and I love him, but I'm thinking to myself, why are we paying attention? Who cares? Why aren't we focused on the champions? What are the champions talking about? What's going on? What is Boston doing? I never thought I'd say this, but what is Dallas doing? Why are we focused on these teams that are just mediocre, middle of the pack? Paul George? Yeah, he's talented. He's not. What has he won? Or does that matter? I'm going to ask you, Donald, you represent a lot of these younger people. What am I missing? I like Kyrie a lot. But as I turned, bet $5 on him. And Paul George is a monster. Love him. Not during the playoffs. I don't know if I've ever seen a sport of more people that look apart and never, ever deliver. Ever. And have the nerve to constantly be demanding more money. I ain't gonna take that. Well, then take your behind somewhere else. It just blows my mind. I guess I'm the only person that feels this way. The rest of y'all just like sheep. You just blah, 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 just walking around going, and they do it with arrogance. Now, I like Klay Thompson a lot. His old man's a Laker. I like him. They paid Klay for 2 seasons. He couldn't even walk. So does it matter that somebody pays you when you're hurt? You did nothing for them, and they paid you full ticket. Am I wrong? Jumbo, out on the Eastern Shore, help a brother out.
Good morning, Doc. Well, I always used to like get mad at the player, and I won't say mad. I guess maybe you could say jealous. But as long as these owners keep dishing it out, it's not on the player, and I don't blame
them. I ain't mad at that. I get it. I understand it. But it's
far as LeBron, I mean, look, there's a lot of people. Well, he's not my favorite, but obviously a lot of people hinge on every word he says, and I understand they like him, and some people think he's the greatest ever. And I'm like you.
I think
the Lakers are probably two-thirds of the roster away from even being competitive every year. And one more little thing. This is off the subject. Yeah. We talk about these, like the big threes and all. Here was always my thought. Like when they said KD was going to come to Washington another year. Well, he doesn't. If you want to be considered a superstar, team up, come to Washington with a title. Then we'll call you elite.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they avoid just like the plague. If you really want to flex your muscles. But that's beyond the point. I mean, it's just like certain guys, and the economic part, hey, man, if you can get paid, go get paid. I'm not mad at you. But I just keep saying to myself, and look, the Celtics now are up 1 on the Lakers. I'm not happy about that at all, but there's nothing I can do about it. I recognize from a structural standpoint, we're the Beverly Hillbillies. When Dr. Buss was running things, they were ahead of everybody. And then once again, we talk about, yeah, he's got his family in charge. And thank God his daughter is competent. The boys must be, I mean, it's just unbelievable. It is time, if you want some advice, sell it all. Sell it and get out while you can. Because this is just, it's embarrassing. If you follow them for most of your life, it's absolutely embarrassing. But I couldn't wait to get on the air today. I kept hearing NBA new breakdown. LeBron may decide to take less. Oh, you think? You really do. Now, did you see what happened in Milwaukee? The Bucks had won a world championship. And baby LeBron, Giannis Antetokounmpo, he's baby GOAT LeBron. Hell, they lost their coach. He got half his family. I cannot believe what happened in Milwaukee. But unlike LeBron, one thing I'll say about Bron, this boy is a Sherman tank. He shows up and plays. He shows up and plays. Giannis, he's hurt too much. You can't be dictating who's hired, firing coaches, putting your family on the bench, taking up rock. Y'all worried about Bronny. At least Bronny can come in and do one thing that most people in the NBA don't do. He about to get decent people up. I don't know. I'm just saying. That's why I love this, because I can put it to the people. And obviously, you guys are telling me right now that you're okay with it. So if you good with it, no problem. I'll go to break on that when we come back. A man that has more mental capacity than most of us, that's by birth. He can store more than most of us can. And Scott Jackson. And he will join us. We come back. And again, as Coach would say, simply one of the best. Stick and stay. We'll be right back. J.J. Redick as the head coach because he does not appear to be, he's a no-nonsense guy. And Scott Jackson, I think he's endorsed by Jackson, and that's important to me. So why don't we ask him? So a man was on the seventh hole and was kind enough to go to the pro shop and tap in with us. We appreciate that. We'll get you right back out to your foursome. But with you and JJ, same page? I mean, I like the guy. I think he's sharp. It got a little bit of edge to him. Oh, come on. He's a dookie. Say something nice about him.
Dude, Jerry West is rolling over in his grave right now, man, and it's awful. I mean, you know, whatever. You guys are a sideshow, man. I mean, we're getting kids on the team. I mean, you got spouses and husbands running the front office. You got brother and
Beverly
sister.
Hillbillies.
I mean, it's a joke. I mean, it really is. I mean, this used to be a marquee franchise. Meanwhile, the Celtics are winning championships, and they're not going anywhere. And you guys are trying to make everybody happy with, you know, one guy is running the whole universe. And, look, he's a hell of a player. I mean, we know that. But we also know great players don't always necessarily know what's best for the overall team part of this. And obviously he's in a short window here with what he's got left. And, by the way, he plays in a conference that's loaded. And, you know, 55th pick for your kids, one thing. But, you know, your podcast partner has never been an NBA coach and you're, you know, running out Darvin Ham. I mean, how many coaches they have in that short period of time is astonishing with LeBron. I mean, but this is kind of who he's become. And, you know, that's why he had to get out of Miami because, you know, Pat Riley didn't stand for this crap. He didn't want guy telling him who his coach was going to be. Right. So he went back home for a couple of years, got that title, and now was, you know, picked the retirement plan when he went to L.A. This is all about the studio and the TV production company. It's never been about basketball. Now, you did get your chip. I mean, the half a championship for the bubble thing, I mean, so that's cute. And the mid-season
I don't think
thing,
it's a half. Nice, I think everybody was under the same.
That's a nice banner there for that mid-season. Yeah. When is the mid-season tournament parade? Did I miss that, or are they having
Well, everybody had a shot at it, and everybody, you know, including
right.
the Celtics.
I'm just wondering. Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's
is
not
it
act
next
like.
To, like one of those attendance banners that we used to
I
have
in Washington.
I don't
know. When you have 17. When you have 17, it just blends in with the rest of it. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what they're doing, but you know, like they're.
It's embarrassing. No, it's a joke. You do know what they're doing. It's a clown show. You've covered one similar for the last decade. You know exactly what's going on.
Yeah, it's bad. No, I feel. I mean, again, for a guy like you, I feel for you because you're used to a much higher standard. But it seems like they've kind of forgotten about the higher standard, and it's all about like let's just make one guy happy and you know hope the chips fall in the correct place.
Yeah, and we're the Beverly Hillbillies, and that's what I said. The Beverly Hillbillies until they sell it, they will be only regular season box office. I got to take a break in the NBA and the Divas. Last night, I mean, playoffs, one and done is tough. Sometimes the score doesn't indicate the game.
Well, they had a lot of chances to win that game. That's just frustrating.
Exactly.
You get this extra point, you're driving the ball twice. I mean, it was tough. I mean, they had a really, as you saw up close, they had a really good team this year. And that Boston team is usually the gold standard of the league. But they had a chance to knock them off for sure. And I know that's going to eat at them for a while. That was tough because they definitely had the chances.
Yeah, and that's the one thing you want to know is that did we have it taken away from us or did we give it away? Give it away, you can build on that for the upcoming. It just lets you know that you had one that kind of got away. The NBA draft, we have not spoken since the NBA draft and since the movement with the Wizards. Thumbs up, thumbs down. Where does the Jackson camp stand?
I don't know. I mean, nobody saw any of these guys. Well, we saw Dub Carrington, but I mean, you know, nobody saw Alex Saar play on a regular basis around here. I mean, we have no idea what we're getting there. I mean, this is, as many have said, not a great draft, but they seem to be very interested in getting into this draft to, you know, make three picks in the first round. So, I mean, they were kind of pumped up about that. But, yeah, I mean, the Carrington, selection's interesting. I think, Baltimore kid, I actually saw him a little bit at St. Francis years ago, one of these tournaments I did. But, that's kind of intriguing. But, you know, I mean, again, it's all about Saar, right? If he can live up to the hype, that's great. I mean, for what they say, he's got a long ways to go on the offensive end of the floor. And it certainly should be some form of a ring protector, I would think, for them, rim protector for them, I should say. And I think, you know, clearly with the move they did before the draft with Denny, I mean, this is not a team that's you know, they're not pushing the chips in this year, needless to say. This is a long play. The deconstruction stuff I know is really exciting for some folks. But, you know, this was something, unfortunately, they probably needed to get into this space a while back, but now they're here, and we'll see how it goes. But, you know, the deconstruction part's one thing, but the reconstruction, which they've done in Oklahoma City, is the part that I'm interested in. And, you know, I mean, no matter what we say about these guys, we could have a good feeling about the new front office, but they've never done this. I mean, they've been parts. They've been guys in the room with guys that have done it, but none of them individually have done this yet. So that's what's, you know, why you just got to kind of be a little bit, you know, you got to kind of keep your eye on it, but you also need to be patient with it, and also don't have to believe everything they tell you is true. Because I do think there's been some zigzags in this approach so far. But anyway, yeah, so we'll see. I mean, I hope it's better. But, you know, until they got some guys that need to move out of here at some point and start bringing in some surefire talent sooner or later. And the development part of this is huge now. I mean, can they develop these guys? You know, I think that's what we want to see. You know, can they actually develop? And, you know, that's the teams that are really good, that's what they do very well, is they develop their talent. And they, you know, you look at Boston, you know, some of the guys at the end of their bench that have developed some nice players, Dallas. I mean, mm-hmm. You know, San Antonio was one of the best at it for a long, long time. You know, God, Miami's great at it. You know, they get guys you've never heard of, and then suddenly they're playing. You know, so those are the teams that and the franchises that have done it very well. And obviously, you know, the Thunder and these guys all come from that area. That they have started to come back now, and we'll see if they can keep it that way. So that's what the hope is here. But until we see them do it, you know, we're in the deconstruction phase right now.
Well, that's cool. I mean, it's better than any other phase we've been in over the last 10 years.
It's a plan. I'll give them that. It's an actual plan, which is nice. Exactly. I mean, unlike what we're just talking about, your franchise is doing. But, yeah, I mean, it's an actual direction. Now, you still need to see it come to fruition to know that it's working. But, you know, for now, it's, you know, it, like I said, it's a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff that's not going to be necessarily exciting for the on-court product right away. But we'll look forward to seeing these guys, you know, come together when we finally get them in the Florida. And, you know, even just to see the glimmer of them in the summer league, you know.
Yeah, and finally, do you feel as comforting – are you as comforted by the competence that's been displayed at Commander's Park? I'm actually looking forward to them getting out to camp and putting pads on and really practicing real football. How about you?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, look, we've been in this place. We've started over a million times with this.
Oh, yeah,
with this
14.
Team, you know, as we know.
For me.
But obviously it's different. This is the first time with the new ownership group. And, you know, they hit an A-plus offseason in terms of the front office hire with Adam Peters and what he's put around them, I think. And some of the restructuring he's done, I think, is very exciting. And yeah, I mean, look, like I've said this before to you, I mean, Dan Quinn might not have been everybody's first choice for this job, but ever since he's been here, I think he's handled everything the right way, and he's been all about business and all about football. I mean, it's, you know, the sideshow stuff. I mean, I think he's a guy who speaks from the heart and cares deeply about just, you know, coaching and developing too. So I think that's been refreshing because I think there's a lot of different agendas going on here the last few years, as you know. So this seems to be a little bit more focused on just football and the rookie quarterback. You know, you don't hear a whole lot of him off the field outside of, you know, his friend that plays for the 49ers talking a lot about him. But
J.J. Redick as the head coach, because he does not appear to be, he's a no-nonsense guy. And Scott Jackson, I think he's endorsed by Jackson, and that's important to me. So why don't we ask him? So a man was on the seventh hole and was kind enough to go to the pro shop and tap in with us. We appreciate that. We'll get you right back out to your foursome. But with you and JJ, same page? I mean, I like the guy. I think he's sharp. It got a little bit of edge to him. Oh, come on. He's a Dookie.
Say something nice
about him.
Dude, Jerry West is rolling over in his grave right now, man, and it's awful. I mean, you know, whatever. You guys are a sideshow, man. I mean, we're getting kids on the team. I mean, you got spouses and husbands running the front office. You got brother and
Beverly
sister.
Hillbillies.
I mean, it's a joke. I mean, it really is. I mean, this used to be a marquee franchise. Meanwhile, the Celtics are winning championships, and they're not going anywhere. And you guys are trying to make everybody happy with you. You know, one guy is running the whole universe, and look, he's a hell of a player. I mean, we know that, but we also know great players don't always necessarily know what's best for the overall team part of this. And obviously, he's in a short window here with what he's got left. And by the way, he plays in a conference that's loaded. And you know, 55th pick for your kid's one thing, but you know, your podcast partner has never been an NBA coach, and you're, you know, running out Darvin Ham. I mean, how many coaches they have in that short period of time is astonishing with LeBron. I mean, but this is kind of who he's become. And, you know, that's why he had to get out of Miami because, you know, Pat Riley didn't stand for this crap. He didn't want guy telling him who his coach was going to be. Right. So he went back home for a couple of years, got that title, and now was, you know, picked the retirement plan when he went to L.A. This is all about the studio and the TV production company. It's never been about basketball. Now, you did get your chip. I mean, the half a championship for the bubble thing, I mean, so that's cute. And the mid-season
I don't think
thing,
it's a half. Nice, I think everybody was under the same.
That's a nice banner there for that mid-season. Yeah. When is the mid-season tournament parade? Did I miss that, or are they having
Well, everybody had a shot at it, and everybody, you know, including
right.
the Celtics.
I'm just wondering. Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's
is
not
it
act like.
To, like one of those attendance banners that we used to
I don't
have
know.
In Washington?
When you have 17. When you have 17, it just blends in with the rest of it. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what they're doing, but you know, like they're.
It's embarrassing. No, it's a joke. You do know what they're doing. It's a clown show. You've covered one similar for the last decade. You know exactly what's going on.
Yeah, it's bad. No, I feel. I mean, again, for a guy like you, I feel for you because you're used to a much higher standard. But it seems like they've kind of forgotten about the higher standard, and it's all about like let's just make one guy happy and, you know, hope the chips fall in the correct place.
Yeah, and we're the Beverly Hillbillies, and that's what I said. The Beverly Hillbillies. Until they sell it, they will be only regular season box office. I got to take a break in the NBA, and the Divas. Last night, I mean, playoffs, one and done is tough. Sometimes the score doesn't indicate the game.
Well, they had a lot of chances to win that game. That's just frustrating.
Exactly.
You get this extra point, you're driving the ball twice. I mean, it was tough. I mean, they had a really, as you saw up close, they had a really good team this year. And that Boston team is usually the gold standard of the league. But they had a chance to knock them off for sure. And I know that's going to eat at them for a while. That was tough because they definitely had the chances.
Yeah, and that's the one thing you want to know is that did we have it taken away from us or did we give it away? Give it away, you can build on that for the upcoming. It just lets you know that you had one that kind of got away. The NBA draft, we have not spoken since the NBA draft and since the movement with the Wizards. Thumbs up, thumbs down. Where does the Jackson camp stand?
I don't know. I mean, nobody saw any of these guys. Well, we saw Dub Carrington, but I mean, you know, nobody saw Alex Saar play on a regular basis around here. I mean, we have no idea what we're getting there. I mean, this is, as many have said, not a great draft, but they seem to be very interested in getting into this draft to, you know, make three picks in the first round. So, I mean, they were kind of pumped up about that. But, yeah, I mean, the Carrington, selection's interesting. I think, Baltimore kid, I actually saw him a little bit at St. Francis years ago, one of these tournaments I did. But, that's kind of intriguing. But, you know, I mean, again, it's all about Saar, right? If he's can live up to the hype, that's great. I mean, for what they say, he's got a long ways to go on the offensive end of the floor. And it certainly should be some form of a ring protector, I would think, for them. Rim protector for them, I should say. And I think you know, clearly with the move they did before the draft with Denny, I mean, this is not a team that's not pushing the chips in this year, needless to say. This is a long play. The deconstruction stuff I know is really exciting for some folks. But, you know, this was something, unfortunately, they probably needed to get into this space a while back, but now they're here and we'll see how it goes. But, you know, the deconstruction part's one thing. But the reconstruction, which they've done in Oklahoma City, is the part that I'm interested in. And, you know, I mean, no matter what we say about these guys, we could have a good feeling about the new front office, but they've never done this. I mean, they've been parts. They've been guys in the room with guys that have done it, but none of them individually have done this yet. So that's what's, you know, why you just got to kind of be a little bit, you know, you got to kind of keep your eye on it, but you also need to be patient with it, and also don't have to believe everything they tell you is true. Because I do think there's been some zigzags in this approach so far. But anyway, yeah, so we'll see. I mean, I hope it's better. But, you know, until they got some guys that need to move out of here at some point and start bringing in some surefire talent sooner or later. And the development part of this is huge now. I mean, can they develop these guys? You know, I think that's what we want to see. You know, can they actually develop? And you know, that's the teams that are really good. That's what they do very well, is they develop their talent, and they you know, you look at Boston. You know, some of the guys at the end of their bench that have developed some nice players. Dallas. I mean, you know, San Antonio was one of the best at it for a long, long time. You know, God, Miami's great at it. You know, they get guys you've never heard of, and then suddenly. They're playing, you know, so that those are the teams that and the franchises that have done it very well. And obviously, you know, the Thunder and these guys all come from that area, that they have started to come back now, and we'll see if they can keep it that way. So that's what the hope is here. But until we see them do it, you know, we're in the deconstruction phase right now.
Well, that's cool. I mean, it's better than any other phase we've been in over the last 10 years.
It's a plan. Because, I'll give them that. It's an actual plan, which is nice. Exactly. I mean, unlike we were just talking about what your franchise is doing. I mean, it's an actual direction. Now, you still need to see it come to fruition to know that it's working. But, you know, for now, it's, like I said, it's a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff that's not going to be necessarily exciting for the on-court product right away. But we'll look forward to seeing these guys, you know, come together when we finally get them on the floor, you know, even just to see the glimmer of them in the summer league, you know?
Yeah. And finally, do you feel as comforting, are you as comforted by the competence that's been displayed at Commander's Park? I'm actually looking forward to them getting out to camp and putting pads on and really practicing real football. How about you?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, look, we've been in this place. We've started over a million times with this.
Oh, yeah,
with this
14.
Team, you know, as we know.
For me.
But obviously it's different. This is the first time with the new ownership group. And, you know, they hit an A-plus offseason in terms of the front office hire with Adam Peters and what he's put around them, I think. And some of the restructuring he's done, I think, is very exciting. And yeah, I mean, look, like I've said this before to you, I mean, Dan Quinn might not have been everybody's first choice for this job, but ever since he's been here, I think he's handled everything the right way, and he's been all about business and all about football. I mean, it's, you know, the sideshow stuff. I mean, I think he's a guy who speaks from the heart and cares deeply about just, you know, coaching and developing too. So I think that's been refreshing because I think there's a lot of different agendas going on here. The last few years, as you know, so this seems to be a little bit more focused on just football and the rookie quarterback. You know, you don't hear a whole lot of him off the field outside of, you know, his friend that plays for the 49ers talking a lot about him. But you know, and he also seems to be a guy who everything that he said about him at LSU has been what he's done since he's gotten here. But, you know, like you said, until they get pads on, you know, a lot of this stuff is just wait and see.
Yeah, good deal. Well, hey, man. Good luck in the match today. Give my best to the guys at the club.
Let me tell you something. It is so hot down here. There is no way you catch me at a golf course today. I'm going to be sitting by the pool or by the beach in about an hour because it is awful outside.
Yeah, good to do that. We appreciate the knowledge. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, good deal. I told you, Donald, he's hard to beat. He is hard to beat. That is Scott Jackson. We will go to break on that. The number, if you'd like to join, the locker room is wide open at 1-800-636-1067. Back in a moment. Oh, sookie, sookie, as Coach would say. Reading the Los Angeles Times, there were some people went after Bronny James. It was brutal. I happen to think that he's a heck of an athlete. If his was last name was Bronny Walker, he would not have been drafted at that time. That I agree with. But I look at him, and I look at the end of most players in the NBA, the end of the bench, and I go, if he gives you a great defensive effort, that's better than most. If he can shoot, has a shot, three-point shot, he can help you. Most of them can't. There's so many guys in the league that have holes in their games. We've known it. They're guys that can't make free throws, and they're professional players. And they start. Some of them start. You know the holes. So it's going to be interesting. Now, I do agree with this. If the dude gets showed up when they start playing, and it's obvious, and then they act as if it doesn't matter, then you're going to deteriorate a locker room. Or his old man's going to have to be superhuman to make up for it. And that makes it for interesting coverage for guys like us. K9 Call is out. Bonesy in the District of Columbia. Bonesy, what up?
Hey, what's going on, bro? Doc, shout out to my main man, Donald. Shout out to Scott Jackson. And shout out to my nephew, G. Hopefully he woke up this morning. Ain't a whole lot,
yeah,
Doc,
I had put the APB out for him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I heard that, you know. I just wanted to expound on, a topic, you know, when you were talking about, you know, the guy Paul George and, you know, KD and these guys that be wanting to, you know, get on these super teams and stuff like that, right? I was just saying,
now, KD,
man,
I didn't mention KD for a reason. KD got the ring. KD balled out. When KD wanted to hook up with Golden, he tore it up. I did not mention his name in that deal because this brother, he dominated when he hooked up.
Right.
Now, this last move he hooked up with, that's his fault. He should have known
that's definitely his fault.
He got paid, so I ain't mad at him. He got his rings and his MVPs.
But anyway, you know, Doc, I remember when we was playing, you know, ball on the blacktop and stuff like that, man, you know, and, you know, guys used to have, you know, would get, you know, first pick and try to pick the best players and stuff like that. You know, I wasn't no guy that would come out there and hit 30 points or 25 points or nothing like that. You know, I was more so like a facilitator, rebounder and stuff like that, get my points off the backboard and stuff like that, right? But,
yeah,
you know,
like most of us.
We played with anybody. I mean, I was willing to play with whoever wanted to play on our team, right? And, you know, we played and we won most of our basketball games from heart, you know, from the heart. You know, like when me, Ed Swales, and all us, man, and went in the Urban, you know, and won the championship and stuff like that, man. You know, I don't understand how these guys be wanting, man, to, you know, they want the special money, special treatment and all that, man. You know, I'm thinking, man, basketball is basketball. They taking away from the spirit of, you know, playing basketball, just being on the court. You know, you got to have special players with you and all this stuff. Man,
give
me a point guard.
It's the whole system.
And let's roll.
We start as toddlers. It starts by the separation, AAU, everything going up, man. And we do this to them. It's part of the system. And my philosophy is just like NIL, let's make winning the priority again. We got too many people rich that don't win. We did this. The prize ought to be at the end of the rainbow, not the beginning. And how about the people who get paid and then don't bust a grape? Who makes up for that loss? You got a lot of people getting paid, don't do anything. What happens to that? Appreciate you, Bonesy. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you're sitting down. Donald, should we do this now or take a break? Because G is awake.
Let's can go ahead and go to break so we can get that out the way.
Okay, all right, let's do it. Ladies and gentlemen, man, fresh off the pillow, quilt thrown off his head. G from the shop. Hey, man, I'm sorry to wake you, man, but this, you know, coach, man, he looking down on us right now, and this is the day that, you know, all the ballers come out to hear what's going on with all this movement, and I just got to have G.
I'm not. We always locked in, man, you know, just like the Hogs was, man. Ain't nothing but a short phone call away. You know, my people call me all the time and say, man, Doc on there talking about you, and these my real people. Bones meet me around the South Side, man. You know, that's my real, that's Big Ump. And American 1828, that's little Big Bro right there. We stay down the farms watching the games together. And his son, Chavis, really could boogie out of Mount Vernon High School, man. Really could boogie, Doc. You know, and Coach Butch, man, made me wake up, you know.
Yeah, because, you know, he would have been in his glory. This is what it's all about. I just look at these guys like Bron. What was he going to do? Of course he's going to take less. He gets to do whatever he wants to do. And they're not good enough to win a championship unless they all sacrifice. So I said, I got to get it from G.
Oh, no, you're 100% right. He seen that last year, being 38, putting up the numbers that he did.
He still plays butt off.
And every game against Denver was close, right?
So, yep.
So, you know, he seen Anthony Davis is the key. Anthony Davis definitely need to be tougher, stay healthy, and play up to the potential of the talent he got. Because he should.
Yeah, he's done it once in the last 5 years. Once.
No, and it's tough, you know, because injuries do happen, but we should be talking about him as a top three player in the league every year, perennial. Like, but we don't because we see him disappear and be soft and get injured. But LeBron know that damn sure they need some shooters over there. And Scott don't believe in Jack. I was trying to tell Paulie this, but Paulie, you know, he talked too much. He stepped on my Jordans all the time, so I couldn't get the point across on my own show. But I'm going to tell you, Doc, I'm not unconfident in J.J. Redick because he high IQ. Yeah, we all hate Duke. We all hated Christian Laettner and J.J. Redick when he played for Duke. But J.J. Redick made a good pro career, got better every year, didn't be just a shooter. And he played 17 years, high IQ dude. Yeah, he's LeBron's buddy, podcast partner. But we was talking about Steve Kerr wasn't going to do nothing because Steve Kerr ain't had no experience. And Steve Kerr ran all championship after championship with Mark Jackson's team. But he still had to coach that team, and he got them four.
Oh, yeah. Phil Jackson played. A lot of NBA guys, they probably lead all
coach.
Sports in playing and players
yeah,
being
but the
coaches.
One time, but it's that one time, it's that first time coach, no experience.
Yeah.
Steve Kerr didn't have zero. He had zero. Mark Jackson ain't had none. And we looked at Mark Jackson like he was stupid when he was talking about Klay Thompson and Steph Curry as the best shooting duo ever in the history of the game. And it turns out that is really true. You know, so these first-timers, ain't no first-timers that just came out the womb not knowing basketball. They know basketball. And they do have one of the greatest players of all time in LeBron James to play with. So I think they just need some shooters. They need some shooters, and Anthony Davis is the key. And LeBron keep doing what he's doing because I'm going to tell you now, if I was in LeBron's shoes and my son couldn't walk and chew bubble gum, he would be a second-round draft pick, too, for my team. LeBron James earned that right, and I love it because Michael Jordan damn sure told his sons, man, y'all sorry. I'm not getting y'all drafted. Hey, little Marcus, the only thing you can do is go mess with Scottie Pippen's wife. You see what I'm saying, Doc? Shout out LeBron, man. Hey, shout out Jackson, too, man, because Jackson did have some great points. Talking about Dan Quinn. He wasn't our first pick, but since he's been here, he damn sure looking like the best choice. And I want to congratulate Scott Jackson on another head-butting championship.
Yeah, well, he's the undisputed champion when it comes to that. He's undefeated. G, appreciate you looking out, man. We're going to go to break and get ready to finish this bad boy up.
Hey, Doc, I'm just glad you sent the APB because you know I be up early sometimes and you be doubting me. But this time I was tucked up under the cover struggling. But yeah. Coach Butch, shout out Coach yeah. Butch, because this his day every day, because I was on Coach Butch show 4 or 5 times, man, on a Sunday. So shout yeah. out Coach Butch.
Absolutely. Rest in peace.
Love you, Doc.
We'll go to break on that one. That's G from the shop, man. As Coach would say, simply one of the best. Oh, sookie, sookie, as Coach would say. Reading the Los Angeles Times, there were some people went after Bronny James. It was brutal. I happen to think that he's a heck of an athlete. If his was last name was Bronny Walker, he would not have been drafted at that time. That I agree with. But I look at him, and I look at the end of most players in the NBA, the end of the bench, and I go, if he gives you a great defensive effort, that's better than most. If he can shoot, has a shot, 3-point shot, he can help you. Most of them can't. There's so many guys in the league that have holes in their games. We've known it. They're guys that can't make free throws, and they're professional players. And they start. Some a lot of them start. You know the holes. So it's going to be interesting. Now, I do agree with this. If the dude gets showed up when they start playing, and it's obvious, and then they act as if it doesn't matter, then you're going to deteriorate a locker room. Or his old man's going to have to be superhuman to make up for it. And that makes it for interesting coverage for guys like us. K9 Call is out. Bonesy in the District of Columbia. Bonesy, what up?
Hey, what's going on, bro? Doc, shout out to my main man, Donald. Shout out to Scott Jackson. And shout out to my nephew, G. Hopefully he woke up this morning. Ain't a whole lot,
yeah,
Doc,
I had to put the APB out for him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I heard that, you know. I just wanted to expound on, a topic, you know, when you were talking about, you know, the guy Paul George and, you know, KD and these guys that be wanting to, you know, get on these super teams and stuff like that, right? I was just saying,
now, KD,
man,
now, look, yeah. I didn't mention KD for a reason. KD got the ring. KD balled out. When KD wanted to hook up with Golden, he tore it up. I did not mention his name in that deal because this brother – he dominated when he hooked up.
Right.
Now, this last movie he hooked up with, that's his fault. He should have known well.
Yeah, that's his fault.
He got paid, so I ain't mad at him. He got his rings and his MVPs.
But anyway, you know, Doc, I remember when we was playing, you know, ball on the blacktop and stuff like that, man, you know. And, you know, guys used to have, you know, would get, you know, first pick and try to pick the best players and stuff like that. You know, I wasn't no guy that would come out there and hit 30 points or 25 points or nothing like that. You know, I was more so like a facilitator, rebounder and stuff like that, get my points off the backboard and stuff like that, right? But,
yeah, you know, like most of us.
We played with anybody. I mean, I was willing to play with whoever wanted to play on our team, right? And, you know, we played and we won most of our basketball games from heart, you know, from the heart. You know, like when me, Ed Swales, and all us, man, and went in the urban, you know, and won the championship and stuff like that, man. You know, I don't understand how these guys be wanting, man, to, you know, they want the special money, special treatment and all that, man. You know, I'm thinking, man, basketball is basketball. It is. They taking away from the spirit of, you know, playing basketball, just being on the court. You know, you got to have special players with you and all this stuff. Man,
yeah,
give me
Abram,
a point, guys.
It's
and
the whole
that
system.
Can rebound and let's roll.
We start as toddlers. It starts by the separation, AAU, everything going up, man. And we do this to them. It's part of the system. And my philosophy is just like NIL, let's make winning the priority again. We got too many people rich that don't win. We did this. We did this. The prize ought to be at the end of the rainbow, not the beginning. And how about the people who get paid and then don't bust a grape? Who makes up for that loss? You got a lot of people getting paid, don't do anything. What happens to that? Appreciate you, Bonesy. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you're sitting down. Donald, should we do this now or take a break? Because G is awake.
We can go ahead and go to break so
okay,
we can get
all
that
right,
out
let's
the
do
way.
It. Ladies and gentlemen, man, fresh off the pillow, quilt thrown off his head, G from the shop. Hey, man, I'm sorry to wake you, man, but this, you know, coach, man, he looking down on us right now, and this is the day that, you know, all the ballers come out to hear what's going on with all this movement, and I just got to have G.
I'm not. We always locked in, man. You know, just like the Hogs was, man. Ain't nothing but a short phone call away. You know, my people call me all the time and say, man, Doc on there talking about you. And these my real people. Bones meet me around the South Side, man. You know, that's my real, that's Big Ump. And American 1828, that's little Big Bro right there. We stay down the farms watching the games together. And his son, Chavis, really could boogie out of Mount Vernon High School, man. Really could boogie, Doc. You know, and Coach Butch, man, made me wake up, you know.
Yeah, because, you know, he would have been in his glory. This is what it's all about. I just look at these guys like Bron. What was he going to do? Of course he's going to take less. He gets to do whatever he wants to do. And they're not good enough to win a championship unless – they all sacrifice. So I said, I got to get it from G.
Oh, no, you're 100% right. He seen that last year, being 38, putting up the numbers that he did.
He still played his butt off.
And every game against them was close, right?
So, yep.
So, you know, he seen Anthony Davis is the key. Anthony Davis definitely need to be tougher, stay healthy, and play up to the potential of the talent he got, because he should.
Yeah, he's done it once in the last 5 years. Once.
And it's tough, you know, because injuries do happen, but we should be talking about him as a top three player in the league every year, perennially. Like, but we don't, because we see him disappear and be soft and get injured. But LeBron know that damn sure they need some shooters over there. And Scott don't believe in Jack. I was trying to tell Paulie this, but Paulie, you know, he talked too much. He stepped on my Jordans all the time, so I couldn't get the point across on my own show. But I'm going to tell you, Doc, I'm not unconfident in J.J. Redick, because he high IQ. Yeah, we all hate Duke. We all hated Christian Laettner and J.J. Redick when he played for Duke. But J.J. Redick made a good pro career, got better every year, didn't be just a shooter. And he played 17 years, high IQ dude. Yeah, he's LeBron's buddy, podcast partner. But we was talking about Steve Kerr wasn't going to do nothing because Steve Kerr ain't had no experience. And Steve Kerr ran all championship after championship with Mark Jackson's team. But he still had to coach that team, and he got them fourth.
Oh, yeah. Phil Jackson played. A lot of NBA guys, they probably lead all
coach.
Sports in playing and players
yeah,
being
but the
coaches.
One time, but it's that one time, it's that first time coach, no experience. Yeah. Steve Kerr didn't have zero. He had zero. Mark Jackson ain't had none. And we looked at Mark Jackson like he was stupid when he was talking about Klay Thompson and Steph Curry as the best shooting duo ever in the history of the game. And it turns out that is really true. You know, so these first-timers, ain't no first-timers that just came out the womb not knowing basketball. They know basketball. And they do have one of the greatest players of all time in LeBron James to play with. So I think they just need some shooters. They need some shooters, and Anthony Davis is the key. And LeBron keep doing what he's doing, because I'm going to tell you now, if I was in LeBron's shoes and my son couldn't walk and chew bubble gum, he would be a second-round draft pick, too, for my team. LeBron James earned that right, and I love it, because Michael Jordan damn sure told his sons, man, y'all sorry. I'm not getting y'all drafted. Hey, little Marcus, the only thing you can do is go mess with Scottie Pippen's wife. You see what I'm saying, Doc?
Mm-hmm.
Shout out LeBron,
yeah.
man.
Yeah.
Hey, shout out Jackson, too, man, because Jackson did have some great points. Talking about Dan Quinn. He wasn't our first pick, but since he's been here, he damn sure looking like the best choice. And I want to congratulate Scott Jackson on another head-butting championship.
Yeah, well, he's the undisputed champion when it comes to that. He's undefeated. G, appreciate you looking out, man. We're going to go to break and get ready to finish this bad Doc, boy up.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Doc, I'm just glad you sent the APB because you know I be up early sometimes and you be doubting me. But this time I was tucked up under the cover struggling. But yeah. Coach Butch, shout out Coach Butch because this is his day every day because I was on Coach Butch's show 4 or 5 times, man, on a Sunday. So shout out Coach Butch.
Absolutely. Rest in peace.
Love you, Doc.
We'll go to break on that one. That's G from the shop, man. As Coach would say, simply one of the best.